Dictation for Kevin Madison, October 15, 65. Address as a letter. Dr. Kabir, K-H-A, B as in boy, I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation for Mr. Madison, Kevin, 60-year-old, who has progressive chronic kidney disease. He has a diagnosis of hypertension since he was in high school, although he started treatment within the last 15 years. Diabetes diagnosed within the last few years back. Was on metformin within the last 1 or 2 years. Discontinue as numbers were good. He does have end organ damage from diabetic retinopathy with laser treatment on the left side. He denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies bowel urinary symptoms, denies neuropathy, no claudication, foot ulcers, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system done appears to be negative. The past medical history for diabetes, hypertension, retinopathy. There was a stress testing, cardiac cath, apparently negative 4 years ago. He's not aware of coronary artery disease, no congestive heart failure, heart murmurs, arrhythmia, pacemaker, denies TIS stroke, seizures, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease, no liver abnormalities, no kidney stones, no pneumonia, no blood transfusion anemia. He never had a colonoscopy, but a negative Cologuard. Next paragraph. Procedures for the left eye laser treatment, an exploratory laparotomy, no findings, negative. Next paragraph, present medications, Lipitor, Metoprolol, Losartan, vitamin D. Prior metformin discontinue, denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, used to smoke cigars, a quarter of a pack a day for a short period of time, already started like 20 years ago. He occasionally alcohol, no drugs. He does smoke marijuana. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, hypertension, heart problems, but no kidney disease. Has 2 grown-up kids healthy. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph on physical exam. His weight is 229, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure is high, 160 over 100 on the right, 156 over 90 on the left. Very pleasant. Gentleman, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine already increased back in 2021, around 1.7 for a GFR 42. It has progressively risen, 2024, 192, 162, 2025, 179, presently March, 192. Normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium, present GFR 39, stage 3B. Glucose in the lower hundreds. A1C, 5.2. Negative Cologuard DNA. Back in October, normal B12, low vitamin D25, less than 30, normal thyroid, TSA not elevated. Urine sample from October last year, 3 plus of protein, 1 plus of blood. Prior anemia 12.7, normal white blood cell platelets. LDL down to 80. Cholesterol, triglycerides well controlled. There was a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, a stone protocol. Kidneys were considered normal. No stone masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Long-standing hypertension, not at goal, with progressive renal failure, presently CKD stage 3B. Some degree of proteinuria as well as hematuria. Black gentleman. Diabetes, long-standing, but shorter in time comparing to hypertension. I believe he probably has chronic glomerulopathy. Manifesting with abnormalities in the urine, hypertension. Secondary process will be hypertension and diabetes. We will do appropriate serologies. In the black population, FSGS, among others, glomerulopathies are considered high in the differential. He already is on maximal dose of losartan. We are going to add diuretics. If not controlling, we will add calcium channel blockers later on. That will be our first three type of medications, diuretics, calcium channel blockers, and ARB losartan. After that, if needed, we could consider the use of non-steroidal aldosterone blockers like Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I, with monitoring of potassium. First, I'm going to try more aggressive blood pressure control. Presently, he's off diabetic medications, and that likely represents the progressive renal failure, making his own insulin production more potent. I'm not repeating imaging, as previously has not shown evidence of obstruction, stone masses, or urinary retention. His PSA is not elevated, and he does not severe symptoms to suggest enlargement of the prostate. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will update anemia management, including iron studies. further advice to follow. All questions, all issues discussed with the patient and of dictation